Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 24, His Identification. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Acts 9, verse 4. The persecution of Christians is growing around the globe. I was startled when I read recent reports that highlighted that this problem is worse now than at any other time in the past. The Open Doors organization, which serves persecuted Christians worldwide, labels many countries as having high, very high, or extreme persecution and keeps adding them to the World Watch List. OpenDoorsUSA.org Christian Persecution World Watch List. This is not just an ancient problem, and we can get involved by praying for oppressed Christians. The first verse of Acts 9 is astonishing. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. Saul, who had been introduced to the reader back at the stoning of Stephen, went to Caiaphas to ask for letters of extradition to bring all the followers of Jesus bound to Jerusalem. This time, he was after those who had taken refuge in the city of Damascus in the province of Syria. This city, located about 150 miles from Jerusalem, was outside of the Holy Land and had a large Jewish population. Saul, Hebrew for Paul, had consented to the death of the first Christian martyr and was now persecuting all those belonging to the Way, an identification mentioned many times in Acts. As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Acts 9 verses 3 and 4. Notice that the resurrected Christ speaks to Saul, identifying himself with the persecuted group. He didn't say, "Why are you persecuting them?" When Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" Once again, Jesus responded, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Acts 9, verse 5. Jesus embodied the persecution of his followers as being done unto him personally. Jesus continues to identify personally with his oppressed followers. Whatever is done to them is being done unto him. Join me in praying for those who are suffering for their faith in Christ. And if you are going through hardships for his sake, may you know that Jesus identifies personally with you.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!